North Carolina's once highly acclaimed furniture industry is all but dead, if you believe conventional wisdom, and that's understandable. A lot of manufacturing has shut down and moved to China over the last 20 years. But not all is lost, particularly in upholstery. In fact, demand for upholstery workers is so high in the Hickory area that Catawba Valley Community College reopened a training program, and that program now has a large waiting list. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Wade Brigardis is putting the final touches on a small hot pink ottoman.
Yeah, I put the foam on it, put the fiber on it, upholstered it, put the border around it, the welt, the black bottom.
This piece combines everything he's learned over the past 9 months at Catawba Valley's Furniture Academy. Here, students learn a craft that hasn't changed much over the last century. Around him, students make couch arms by applying padding and pull, tuck, and staple fabric. Brigardis left the wooden side of the business to enroll in the Academy's upholstery course. Catawba Valley Community College closed the Academy in 2008, but rebooted it 2 years ago to meet employer demand.
The furniture industry around this area is just, it's probably the best thing for job security around here. You know, if you can upholster, you'll have a job, you know, in just a matter of days. And that's hard to pass up.
Brigardis, like several of his classmates, didn't have to wait to complete the program. A few months after starting the academy, the 29-year-old landed an upholstery job with Lee Industries, one of the big custom upholsterers in the area.
It's just a world of options that are open to you to make your own sofa the way you want it.
That's Jerry Epperson. He helps run an investment banking and research firm that specializes in furniture. While most furniture is made overseas, most custom upholstery is made in the U.S. Asian manufacturers are good at mass producing furniture, but it's not economical for them to do custom stuff that comes with a quick turnaround. This side of the upholstery business was plugging along in the U.S. until the recession hit in 2008. The Hickory region's unemployment rate climbed to 15%. It's now just under 5%.
We lost a lot of our workers, and we thought we could get them back. But no, we're having a very difficult time, and that's why we're seeing so many training programs within high schools and community colleges and tech facilities in North Carolina, Virginia, and Mississippi.
What are you working on here? This is a sofa.
Bill McBrayer with Lexington Home Brands was one of the industry leaders to push for the Furniture Academy to reopen. On a plant tour, he points out an 83-year-old employee. He worries about losing that expertise.
So when he walks out the door and says goodbye, who's going to replace him? That's why we got the Furniture Academy.
An aging workforce and a younger generation reluctant to enter an industry known for layoffs led to stiff competition for workers. McBrayer says that forced local companies to sit down together and figure things out.
We said, we got to quit this rat race, you know. We've got to train people, because people don't go to family reunions and tell their granddaddy and uncle, I want to be an upholsterer. They want to do something else.
2 years after it opened, Catawba Valley's Furniture Academy is expanding. A new facility in Newton means it will soon be able to accommodate 100 students.
All right, we'll get started.
On this night, new students at the academy learn about sewing fabric as part of their introduction to the industry.
I've always treated sewing as kind of like a puzzle. When you've got all these different little pieces, and when they all come together, they'll end up being a finished product.
Across the hallway in a small-scale version of an upholstery plant, other students focus on their specialties. Instructor Vaughn Brown is helping a student tidy up a piece.
For some reason you're wanting to roll that, take that loose and I'll show you what you're going to roll.
Brown has worked in upholstery for 27 years. He says it took 3 years for him to get good and fast.
Some people can draw really well. Some people can draw and some people just can't. And that's kind of the way it is. It's like an art.
Cutting and sewing requires a lot of conceptual thinking. Applying and stretching the fabric into place is the most grueling. Workers are paid based on the amount they produce. Sewers make between $20,000 and $50,000 a year with benefits. Upholsterers can make up to $80,000. That sounds pretty good to Sean Williams, who was recently laid off from a job cutting sheet metal.
My first day there, somebody lost a thumb. It was something all the time. I just want to do this. I don't want to do that no more.
He's about to complete his Furniture Academy course, but already has a job with Vanguard and likes it. He learns something new every day and is quick to point out it's air-conditioned. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Hickory.